second husband. And he bought it from an old man that was in bad shape. He was in the hospital. They started taking off on his leg. He had been working on it and fixing it all up there. He asked him to come see him. He had someone talk to him about it. So he told me it takes, I don't forget now, $8,000, I think, for the 3 acres. And pretty fair cabin on it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, of course, he went back and told my daughter, and they went right on and got the money and bought it. And he hadn't finished it, and I went up there and put in the plumbing, and we had to do the well, and it was, he'd been working on his weekends, on off time. The old man had been working all his life, and he was fixing place out there. Then he was going to move out there.
And he didn't do it, huh?
Never did do it. He built a wharf out in there, water the fish on. Of course, the water don't get in it, but about 100 yards from the cabin. As close as water gets to it.
Mm-hmm.
But he got 3 acres of that. Straight out from the north, right out to the end. It's on a little old paved road, and it's next to the house, last house on the paved road, makes it real nice. You never buy it on dead end. But you don't have a whole lot of traffic, just people coming in to the old house. And most of the people live in the houses out there, right? For what I know, it's two houses on that road, little short road that's going by living. One right side of her, and one her house in my trailer.
Somebody called me last week, and they're advertising this. Some place called White Shoals or something over in Eufaula.
Uh-huh.
And I won some prize, and then go over there and pick that up.
Go over there and pick it up. Give me yours.
Yeah, well, I won a pot and pan or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Some other prize, too, they said. I might go over there.
I had a daughter that lived in Alabama one time, and she said they enjoyed going to Muscle Shoals, Alabama. Is that what they did? The Muscle Shoals over
yeah.
there?
Yeah, that's a big place.
She said they kind of enjoyed that. It wasn't real crowded when the days they went there. She had the two kids were raised right in our house. First husband and her separated when one of them was about 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks old. And she was raised in with us. When my daughter would go off, she'd stay with us. When she was working, she stayed with us. Both the kids stayed with us.
Hmm.
I don't know. They say I think more of them than the rest of my grandchildren. I expect I do, but. It is like my kid. They raised up just like my kid. This little bitty one sure was. Of course, they 11, 12, 9, 10, 11 years, 10 and 12, I guess, years old. Now, they come and spend summer with us about a month from now.
Now, how do you meet people on the street? What do you say to them usually when you see friends, things like that?
Just tell you the hard down truth. I don't recognize people when I see them, so. So I don't have much of an answer. I just have to say hi, buddy, or hi, cuz, or hi, anything I think about, according to what kind of shape he is.
Okay.
And,
what about, say, being introduced to a stranger? What would you say?
Well, I just speak to him and shake hands with him and tell him I'm glad to know him or glad to have him in our country or whatever, according to where he was from, you know. If he was a neighbor, I'd speak to him like a neighbor.
You ever heard people say, proud to meet you, that's one?
Yeah, that's one of the ways that some of the old folks used to say. I don't know, that was just a lie they would tell without realizing it.
Now somebody might be waiting for you to go somewhere, and they'll say, will you be ready soon? You say, I'll be with you in just
a minute or directly. That's a be ready directly. I guess you meant you'd be there directly. I don't know where that slang come from.
Now, what would you say when, say, somebody was leaving your house? Y'all?
Well, I never have much to say, y'all. I've heard that Southerner supposed to say y'all all my life, but sometimes say it for meanness.
Uh-huh.
But that...
Say it for meanness.
Say it not for meanness, but for when I say it, I just say it to be smart or something, or just mimicking somebody, some other country folks I have known probably.
Okay.